Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Tad evam. This is 44. Tadevam.
This is too high.
Yeah. Tadevam maya shriyatva maya mohitatva bhyam stite. To your bede. Daivi hiesha ityadi nyayena. Tad bhajanasya evabideyatvam ayatam. That God is the foundation of maya, and that the jiva is bewildered by maya, proves that God and the jiva are distinct. Thus, moreover, worship of God is the only advisable practice, abhideya. According to the reasoning of the verse, beginning, Daivi Hiesha, this divine energy. Of course, the verse says, Daivi Hiesha Gunamayi. Mama maya duratyaya mam eva ye papadyante mayam etam tarantite. No finite person can overcome the influence of my illusory energy, but those who surrender to me easily cross beyond it. So that's directly related to the idea that God's in control of maya, and the rest of us are controlled by maya. Okay. Commentary on this. No one is forced to fall under maya's control and enter material illusion. Every jiva can choose to stay under the protection of devotional service to the Supreme Person or to rebel. So please come on time. Class is supposed to start at 10 o'clock. It's now 8 after and devotees are still wandering in. Each one of us in this material world, restricted by confusion and unhappiness, must at some point assume, somehow I made the wrong choice. How and when this happened is impossible for any of us to determine in our present state. We should put aside these unanswerable questions, give up the struggle for success and comfort in a world with no scope for permanent happiness, and instead focus our concern on how to get out, how to return to our original home. See what I did? I equated speculating about the jiva's fall down, equated that with material entanglement. I don't know if that's fair. I said that we should put aside these unanswerable questions, also give up the struggle for success and comfort. It's like someone who's asking, you know, where did the jiva fall down from, that he's equivalent to a materialist. That's what it seems like I'm saying. It's two different things, but I'm putting them together. Anyway, we should learn from the transcendental source the basic science of the jiva's relationship with the Supreme. And then we should inquire how to proceed practically for self-realization. The conditioned soul's predicament is individual, so each of us should request personal guidance from an authorized Vaishnava guru. Not just blessings, not just extort blessings, but we actually need direction. We need instructions. We need personalized diagnosis and treatment, individual. But, continuing on the next page, but no matter how we pose our inquiry, no matter what feature of illusion which features of illusion most puzzle us, The answer we receive from any authorized representative of Srimad Bhagavatam will be basically one. You are an eternal servant of the personality of Godhead. He is your eternal master and ever well-wisher. You will be peaceful and happy again when you revive your relationship with him. Well, that is a general instruction that can be given to everybody, even though there are individual symptoms of distress in material life. People suffer apparently for different reasons, but it's all basically the same thing. We forgot that we're denying that we're servants of Krishna, and we just need to, again, think and act like servants of Krishna. But although that's the same basic diagnosis for everybody, how to implement it does have to vary from person to person. How to get each person re-engaged in Krishna's service, what service, and how to get him to do it, that has to be individualized. Therefore, actual instructing guru is required. Someone to actually be there to give guidance. It can come, it doesn't have to be physical presence, it can be a past acharya, and you may get, you know, enlightened by reading his books or something else. But there has to be some connection. You have to get guidance. Okay, that's 44. Any comments? Yes. Well, yes, I understand. Yeah, it's not that we can rely exclusively on our personal relationship with past acharyas, because we may not actually be hearing from them. We may be imagining that we're hearing from them, or we may be misinterpreting what we hear. So, no, we need also a living guru. At least we have to have some shiksha guru present. Someone who can, you know, we can verify that I think Jiva Goswami is telling me this. Well, we have to get verification of it. Diksha Guru is required. The Diksha Guru may leave this world after he gives you Diksha, not before, after. Then you carry on your life with the guidance of your Shiksha Gurus. But there has to be somebody giving you instruction, someone to take instruction from. Okay, anything else? Satishwar.
Prabhuji, what about those people only read Prabhupada books and following Prabhupada? Because
not following anybody else?
No, because the condition like this, they never met ISKCON people or not like this, but they just got book and just following for regulatory principle, chanting around.
Okay, but if they're following Prabhupada, then they're doing what Prabhupada asks. Prabhupada is not just giving us theoretical knowledge, he's also telling us to do certain things. And if we don't do those things, then we're not following him. And one of the things he's telling us is get initiated. Get a Diksha Guru. And if we don't do that, then we're not following him. If we don't listen to them, even apart from Diksha, if we don't take guidance from some Vaishnavas, not just Prabhupada's books, but actually, you know, people walking on two legs, then we're not following what Prabhupada says. We're not doing what he told us to do. Because it's too easy. It's why, if you're actually convinced by Prabhupada's instructions about pure surrender to Krishna, complete surrender to Krishna, if you're convinced about that, why can't you find a Vaishnava that you can trust enough to ask questions to? Why can't you trust, Now, if you have so much faith in Prabhupada, why can't you have any faith in the other devotees who have faith in him? Some problem is there. If somebody can only follow Prabhupada, nobody else, that means there's something wrong with that faith. It's not strong faith. Okay, yeah. Dhammadhar Puru.
I don't remember exactly where it was, where I read it, but I read recently, I think it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 8 or 9, that one, and Prabhupada was making like very clear instructions that one should accept a living spiritual master, somebody that's living, like a practical spiritual master.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I was surprised to see, because often the Ritviks,
You say the Prabhupada didn't say that?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you can dig that up, the actual verse reference, so we can show it to them.
Yeah, I'll keep my eyes more open.
And I'd like to see the exact words that Prabhupada used. That he, say living, he maybe phrased it differently.
You read it and it was clear that it has...
Yeah, right, but it would be good for us to know how Prabhupada said it, then we could say it the same way.
They'll say that Prabhupada changed it anyway when he said at the end the last letter.
Anyway, the editors ruined the books anyway. It was all, everything Prabhupada wrote in his books was ruined by the editors. So they're all invalid anyway. Okay, that was a sarcastic comment. Sorry. Don't take me seriously. Okay. Shall we move on to 45? Atat Sri Bhagavata Eva Sarva Hitopa Deshtritwad Sarva Dukkha Haratwad Rashmi Nam Suryavat Sarve Sham Paramasurupa Twat Sarvadika Guna Shalitwat Parama Prema Yogyatvam Iti Prayojanam Chastapitam. Thus, because the personality of Godhead gives spiritual instruction for everyone's benefit, because it can relieve everyone's unhappiness, because as the sun is to its rays, he is the supreme self of all the jivas, and because he possesses all super excellent qualities, he is supremely deserving of love. By this understanding, one can also ascertain the final goal, prayojana. Commentary. All living persons naturally love themselves. Self-hate and indifference to one's own welfare are unnatural. Enlightened self-interest as an impetus for spiritual development is healthy and necessary. But when one has advanced in understanding the true basis of self-satisfaction, one will discover that the Supreme Person deserves one's love the most. God and the jivas are separate beings, just as a flame is not identical with its sparks, but is their super self, their source of existence. The Supreme Lord is the super self of all selves. The Antaryami Brahmana of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad instructs, Jivatmana Paramatmanak Sharirani Bhavanti Sattu Tesham Sharirdi. The Jivatmas are the bodies of the Paramatma, and he is the soul who possesses them. Okay, that's clear enough. Statement from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Therefore, though the Jiva is Prema Yogya, deserving of love, the personality of Godhead is Parama Prema Yogya, supremely deserving of love. Love of God is not something to be learned only theoretically or vicariously from the testimony of others. Every aspiring Vaishnava must realize it for himself. It is the final goal of life, or from another point of view, it is the beginning of real spiritual life. Only in love of God does the soul function naturally and experience complete fulfillment. The great acharyas following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, including Sri Jiva Goswami and his elder compatriots in the transcendental district of Mathura Vrindavan, composed many literary works that reveal in rich detail the ecstatic life of prema bhakti in pure Krishna consciousness. Devotees who have passed through the whole educational process of sambandha, obhideya, and prayojana, and whose understanding is mature, can properly relish the books of the Goswamis, which are all based on Srimad Bhagavatam. Prematurely delving into these transcendental mysteries, however, without the sanction of one's spiritual master, will not yield good results. Devotees eager to understand the essence of Krishna consciousness should chant Krishna's names with complete faith and study Srimad Bhagavatam deeply. These are the two primary sources of spiritual knowledge in Kali Yuga and will naturally reveal everything to the sincere devotee in due course of time. Pursued in strict accordance with one's spiritual master's instructions, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and studying Srimad Bhagavatam is in the company of Vaishnavas guarantee anyone quick and easy upliftment to the perfection of prema bhakti. Okay, so there is the educational process, the theoretical understanding, actually not just theoretical, but the understanding of these three departments of spiritual knowledge, sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. These are the topics of the Vedanta. The relationship between the Supreme and his energies is sambandha. Abhideya is addressing the problem of the living entities who are supposed to be in a loving relationship with the Supreme, and now they have lost contact with that relationship, what they should do to revive their relationship with God. That is abhideya. What should be done? And prayojana is what is to be accomplished by doing that, or the perfection of loving devotional service. Actually, Jiva Goswami has now outlined these three. He's describing the tattva, this is tattva sandarbha, he's describing the absolute truth in general terms. Later on, in the next sandarbhas, explain in detail the idea of the personality of Godhead, of Bhagavan, and then the idea of Paramatma, and the idea of particularly Krishna as the Supreme Lord. That he'll deal with, but now he's just explaining in most general terms what the tattva is. First thing is the difference between the tattva and the jiva. This is sambandha again. Relationship must be between two entities. Although philosophers sometimes talk about a swasambandha or a self-relationship, where a thing has a relationship with itself. That's philosophically required. But actually, normally, relationship is between two different things. You have two elements to a relationship, left side and right side. One thing is connected to another through a relationship. That is sambandha. So understanding, first of all, that jiva and paramatma are two different souls, and then the nature of the relationship between them, that's sambandha again. Also the relationship between God and his other energies, but that will be dealt with more in detail in the Paramatma Sandarbha. But briefly, it's been outlined here. The sambandha, and then now this one short anuchet says that the previous anuchet says that the abhideya has also been described by Vyasadeva's trance. What the jiva needs to do. To get out of the clutches of maya, he needs to practice devotional service. Anarto pashamam sakshad bhakti yoga madhoksaje. And in order to give direction in bhakti yoga, the Bhagavatam is presented by Vyasadeva. Lokasya janato vidvams chakre sattvata samhitam. People are ignorant of bhakti yoga. For that, to
counteract that ignorance, Vyasadeva produced the Bhagavatam. That's in the category of Abhideya again. And then Prayojana Jnana. That's mentioned in this Anuchade. For these reasons, as stated in the Anuchade, the Lord is deserving of our complete love. And that love of God is the perfection of life, Prayojana. Okay, any questions? Comments? Haribo.
So, is these Anuchads still commenting upon Bhakti Yogena Manasi? Yes. This whole set of verses?
Yes.
So from this section of the Bhagavatam, we come to these understanding.
Yes.
This understanding.
Yes. Jirozami is still elaborating on those verses.
He enumerates four qualities that makes Krishna deserving our love.
Yes.
Giving spiritual instructions, being the self of the self. What was the other one? Super excellent qualities, and there's one more. Sorry. And relieve everybody's unhappiness.
Yeah.
So all these qualities can be found in these texts, is it? Or are you just adding in some things also?
No. Okay. These aren't mentioned in the text, but Jiva Goswami is seeing them implied.
Hmm. Well, like relieve anyone's unhappiness.
Jiva Goswami is adding more information. He knows from his experience as a devotee and as a devotional scholar, having read other books, that there's other reasons why the Lord, there are particular reasons why the Lord deserves our love. Bhakti Yoga Madhoksache is mentioned in the verses. But Jiva Goswami knows some more things that aren't in the verse. He read from other verses and he experienced in his own devotional life why the Lord deserves our bhakti yoga. So he's just giving us his what he's learned and what he's realized to help explain the verses to us. Okay. Then moving on to 46. Tatra abideyam cha tadrishatvena drishtavan api yatas tat pravityartam Sri Bhagavat Akyam Imam Satvata Samhitam Pravartitavan Ityaha Anarteti. So now we're commenting on the verse beginning Anarto Pashamam Sakshad. Bhakti Yogotra Shravanakirtanadi Lakshanam Sadhana Bhakti Yoga. Not tu Prema Lakshanak. Anushtanam Hyapudesha Apeksham Prema tu Tat Prasad Apeksham Iti. Vyasadeva similarly envisioned the method of spiritual practice, Abhideya, and presented the Shruti text for the pure Vaishnavas, Srimad Bhagavatam. That's my translation of Sattvata Samhitam. The Shruti text for the pure Vaishnavas, which is Srimad Bhagavatam, to engage people in that method as confirmed in the verse beginning with Anarta. Anarta Pashamam Sakshad. In that verse, the word bhakti yoga refers to devotional service and practice, marked by the processes of hearing, chanting, and so on, rather than to devotional service marked by pure love of God. For practice, one needs instruction, but for pure love, one needs only satisfy the Lord. Yeah? Yes, we'll discuss that. Okay. Not normally considered a shruti. It's supposed to be a smriti. But Jiva Goswami has something to say about that. Has he already said that? How it's actually a shruti? No, we haven't read that yet. Okay. I know, but there's more that's said. I just don't remember whether it's coming up or whether we did it before. Anyway, let's go through the commentary and see what we find here. Commentary for this Anuchid. The description of Vyasadeva's trance in text 30 included the verse beginning with the word anarta. Anarto pashamam sakshad. Bhakti yoga madhoksa jay. Lokas yajanato vyasash chaktre sattvata samhitam. Something funny about that? Well, this is Jiva Goswami, rather Baladev gives this reading. No, I'm sorry. Jiva Goswami gave Vyasa instead of Vidvamsa. So I'm just following Jiva Goswami's version. When we quoted it in text 30, there's a footnote saying that BBT has Vidvam. We note the fact, but we're following Jiva Goswami's reading. Translation, the material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the supreme truth. All right, strictly speaking, I should take the word learned out. Because we don't have Vidvan here, we have Vyasas. Let me go back to, can I go look at verse 30 and see whether we have the same translation there? If you give me just a minute. What file would that be? Maybe 10? Nope. 10 starts with 50? Okay, let's go back to 8. 7 maybe. Oh, Krishna. Sorry for the delay, but I just want to... Yeah, that's at the top of 30. Okay. You know, I took out the word learned back in verse 30. Can you follow... I'm going to read the translation that we gave back in 30 and let's see if it matches the translation you have in front of it. The material miseries of the living entity, comma, which are superfluous to him, comma, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service, period. But the mass of people do not know this, comma, and therefore Vyasadeva composed this Vedic scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relationship to the supreme truth. The last sentence. And therefore, Vyasadeva... Okay, I'm just going to copy it from... let me make a note. Let me check it with Jai Dwayne Maharaj. I'm sure we should change it, but... I know, yeah, we're starting from and therefore. Right? Yeah, I see it now. Okay, let me mark it. And... And I'll copy it from here. And therefore, Vyasadeva. I'm copying it. Yes, Prabhu? Oh, okay. If it's a question, I can wait till after the... We're not done with the Anuchet, so why don't we finish the Anuchet before we start? No, we're not. We're done with the 46.1 only. Okay, typo. I'm sorry, Bhakti Yoga after what?
Bhakti Yoga in the...
We don't... In the translation, we're not using italics. I think it's already been fixed. You mean in the transliteration, the second sentence?
Yeah.
Bhakti Yogotra?
Yeah.
Bhakti Yoga... It's already in italics. It's already been fixed. Okay, you just have an older version. All right. Let's move ahead. But can you just give me another minute? Let me just copy this into... Here. That was file what? This is file 9, right? 40. And there's 46.1. Got it. Okay. Now, continuing. 46.2. Tatapi... Tasya tat prasada hetos Tat prema phala garbhatvat sakshad eva anarto pashamatvam pashamanatvam natu anya sapeksha twena yat karma bir yatapasa gyana vairagyatascha yat ityadau sarvam madbhakti yogena madbhakto labatenjasa swarga apavargam ityadeh gyana des tu bhakti sapeksha twameva shreyak svitim bhaktim ityadeh ata vanartasya samsara vyasanasya tavat sakshad avyavadanin opashamanam sammohadi dvayasya tu prem akya swiya phala dvarini tyartaha atat purvavad evatrabideyam darshitam. Nonetheless, bhakti yoga in practice is the cause of gaining the Lord's special mercy. Because we said bhakti yoga means here devotional service in practice. Yes, nonetheless, bhakti yoga in practice is the cause of gaining the Lord's special mercy and is the womb from which the fruit of pure love of God for him, pure love for him, is born. Thus, bhakti, independent of anything else, directly eradicates all material contamination. This is confirmed in the following passage. Whatever can be achieved by fruitive activities, penance, knowledge, detachment, dot, 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 all of this is easily achieved by my devotee, through loving service unto me, even if he desires promotion to heaven, and so on. Other practices, however, such as the cultivation of knowledge, are dependent on bhakti, as stated in the verse that begins with the words Shreyak Svitim Bhaktim. Or, alternatively, bhakti yoga in practice directly cures, without delay, the general contamination of material suffering, and only pure love of God. The fruit of such practice cures one's more basic bewilderment and misidentification. Thus here, just as before, what should be done? The Abhideya is indicated. It's been added. It was missing. Okay? It was missing, so I added it. Thus here, just as before, what should be done? The Abhideya is indicated. You intend to publish it? I'll give you a new file. Okay. This, because Abhideya was mentioned in that verse before that, right? No. Anarto Pashamam Sakshad. This is the verse under discussion, right? Yeah, well, Anarto Pashamam Sakshad, okay. So what do we mean as before the Abhideya is indicated? Where was the Abhideya indicated before?
Well, at the beginning of the Anuchet 46.1, it indicates
that. No, that doesn't make sense. Where the Anuchet is explaining how the Bhavatam verse discusses the Abhideya. But the Bhavatam verse under discussion is Anarta Pashamam Sakshad. Now, did the verses before that? I don't think so. Yayasa mohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam parobi manutem chart. That doesn't describe the Abhideya. But that's this verse. Anato pashamam sakshad bhakti yoga manhosaje. But that's the current verse. It wasn't discussed before.
It seems in Anuchet 44, he's still commenting upon this verse, Yayasa mohito jiva.
Yeah. Actually, the first paragraph of the commentary explains that Yasamohija Jiva implies that you have to perform devotional service. Implies it. Jiva Goswami in his Anuchet drew the commentary. Okay, that's it. Okay, that's clarified in the first paragraph of the commentary. Yes, Peru.
It implies that in order to become free from clutches of Maya, we have to surrender to Krishna.
Where does it say that?
Yeah, in the 44th.
Where?
In 44.
Yeah, so Jiva Goswami is saying that. He reads that out of Yayasa Mohito verse. Yes. And then it's made explicit in the next verse of the Bhagavatam, and that's what we're seeing here. Okay. So, although bhakti, the word bhakti can mean two different things, and that might be a source of confusion. Which one do you mean in a particular context? But Jiva Goswami is pacifying us, telling us it's okay because the first one leads to the second one anyway. So to mix them up is no great harm. Where there's sadhana, proper sadhana bhakti, prema bhakti will eventually come. Okay, I'll read the commentary. Vyasadeva perceived in his meditation in Bhagavatam 1.7.4-5 that the identities and powers of God are separate from those of the jivas. He saw Maya completely subordinate to the Supreme Lord, Mayam cha tadapashrayam, and bewildering some jivas, yasa mohito jivaha. From this truth, Srila Jiva Goswami has inferred that worship of the Supreme Person is the means that fallen souls must accept to free themselves from Maya's influence. Any person with normal human intelligence and senses can begin the preliminary practice, the preliminary phase of bhakti yoga, sadhana bhakti, devotional service and practice. One needs only the ability to hear and follow the instructions of self-realized Vaishnavas through practical engagements of the ears, tongue, and other physical senses. Chief among these engagements are hearing and repeating the Supreme Lord's holy names, his own instructions in Bhagavad Gita, and instructions about him from Srimad Bhagavatam. These activities of Shravanam and Kirtanam, along with eating food offered with devotion to the Supreme Lord, will very effectively purify the practitioner's heart of many lifetimes of accumulated lust, envy, and greed. Although sadhana bhakti is only the preliminary stage of devotional service, it at once pleases the personality of Godhead, and this is the first step toward advanced devotional service in pure love. Therefore, sadhana bhakti is described as anarto pashamam sakshad. That word sakshad is there. And the Anuchade is explaining why, how it is that this sadhana bhakti is sakshad. You would think it's indirect because it only leads to the real bhakti. But it's direct because how does it say here? Thus bhakti, oh, I can't find it.
Last paragraph.
Where? Oh, yeah. Bhakti yoga in practice directly cures without delay. Directly means very quickly. The general contamination of material suffering. Okay, that sadhana bhakti does. And then prema bhakti does more. It cures, it goes down to the root of your basic bewilderment and misidentification and gets rid of that altogether. So on two different levels, they're both direct. But they're directly dealing with different levels of your entanglement. Okay, going back to the Anuchade. Therefore, sadhana bhakti is described as anarto pashamam sakshat, the direct means of counteracting material disqualifications. When the Supreme Lord notices that a forgetful soul is now awakening and trying to hear about him, the Lord personally helps purify the devotee from within. Thus, the purifying effects of sadhana bhakti are produced by the Lord himself. Such effects are signs that he is already becoming satisfied with his long-lost servant. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite Kim va parayar Ishvaraha Sadyag vidyavarudyate Trakriti bhik sushushubis takshanat. Since Srimad Bhagavatam was composed by the greatest of sages, what need is there of other scriptures? As soon as fortunate persons become interested in hearing this literature and begin to listen carefully, from that very moment, The Supreme Controller is captured in their hearts. Shrimvatak Shrakata Krishnak Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Vidyantak Sto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. Sri Krishna, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Bhakti is the ultimate teaching of the Vedas. All other Vedic methods are intermediate steps in spiritual development and are successful only when they culminate in devotional service to the Supreme Person. Otherwise, like staircases climbed halfway, they give nothing but trouble. Shreyaksvitim bhakti mudasyate vibho klishyanti ye kevala bodha labdaye teshama sao kleshala eva shishyate nanyadyatas dhula tushavagati nam. My dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the best path for self-realization. If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process and will not achieve his desired result. As a person who beats an empty husk of wheat cannot get grain, one who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. His only gain is trouble. Persons who follow Vedic methods other than devotional service become distracted from the real business of life. Brahmanas who perform ritual sacrifices with no tinge of bhakti become arrogant atheists. They never achieve the higher births promised by their rituals, what to speak of liberation from material existence. Yogis who meditate without understanding the sublime science of bhakti are seduced by mystic powers for impressing and influencing ordinary materialists, or else they become mayavadis, misidentifying the supersoul in their heart with their own tiny self. Sadhana bhakti can be considered the direct means of satisfying the personality of Godhead, and satisfying the Lord is the direct means of completely purifying oneself and awakening transcendental love for the Lord. Or alternatively, devotional service and practice can be understood to directly purify most of one's unwanted attachments and wrong attitudes, leaving the final purification from the most subtle attachments for later stages of progress. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yutama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Devotees who practice sadhana bhakti for some time with enthusiasm, patience, and determination gradually become cleansed of all but the most subtle traces of material desire. Their true spiritual desires begin to blossom into ecstatic bhava bhakti. At that stage, their last contaminations dissolve. Their fundamental ignorance of their spiritual identity, as well as their misidentification with matter. These last obstacles removed, devotees regain their spiritual remembrance with the guidance of their spiritual masters and re-enter the loving association of the Supreme. Okay, anyway, some discussion of how sadhana bhakti leads to prema bhakti. Yes.
We have this verse, previously we mentioned Bhakti Yoga Namana Sisamayak Samahita Male. So, and Shilji Goswami, I think he mentioned that it refers to prema bhakti. Yes. Bhakti Yoga, Prima Bhakti. And you know this verse, Muktim Dati Krishi Smana Bhakti Yoga. So, in this context, if we apply Bhakti Yoga, does it mean that Krishna doesn't give cheaply sadhana bhakti as well. Oh, it refers only to prema bhakti or bhava bhakti, which are the highest.
Generally, sadhana bhakti is also very rare for the same reason. Sadhana bhakti has the habit of leading to prema bhakti. It may not in all cases, but there's always danger that it will. So therefore, Krishna is risking giving himself away when he gives anybody the opportunity for sadhana bhakti. Therefore, it's usually restricted. It's just that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, breaks open the floodgates and doesn't, you know, just takes the risk of offering it to everyone. But normally it's not. Sadhana bhakti is also very rare. Therefore, the general promotion by the Vedas is for karmakanda. That's what's promoted generally.
So practically, we can, while speaking about sadhana bhakti, we can always mean or suppose that it's almost prema bhakti, but still it's not immature, not developed yet.
Well, that's relatively speaking, it's almost prema bhakti. But here we are practicing sadhana bhakti, and it looks like prema bhakti is light years away. You know, it depends how you look at it. It's relative. Yes?
The Tattva Sandarbha at the same time is like a prelude to the other, to the whole book. Is it because...
Let's say introduction.
Introduction, because we'll discuss in more detail Sambandha. Well, sorry, thank you. We'll discuss in more detail Sambandha, and then Abhideya, and the Bhagavad Sandarbha.
Yeah, so at the end of the Tattva Sandarbha, what's said is, Iti Sambandha Uddishta. Thus, the Sambandha has been, what does Uddishta mean? Udesha? Mentioned. You know, we've mentioned it, but we really haven't fully defined it. We haven't really tested our definition. Just a brief mention of Sambandha is done in the Tattva Sandarbha. Then the next three Sandarbhas complete the full discussion of Sambandha. And then the fifth Sandarbha, Abhideya, and the sixth Sandarbha, Prayojana.
So in the Bhakti Sandarbha, we'll get more into detail in the Sadhana Bhakti.
Abhideya is discussed fully in the Bhakti Sandarbha, which is the longest of all the Sandarbhas.
Okay, thank you.
The longest, but not the most complicated. It's pretty straightforward, especially if you've already read Nectar of Devotion. It's not anything very difficult.
How long is it?
400 and something anuchets.
Okay, thank you.
412 anuchets. Yes, go on, you're sure, Prabhu. Okay, now why not? Okay, what verse is it? Tell me, and I'll add the references. 10, 14 something.
10:44.
10, wait, let me find it. 10, you say 44?
14:4.
10:14:4, you're right. Okay, so I'll just add it right now. Maybe, is it because we quoted it before? Did we quote it recently? In the text, you mean? Where is it? I'm sorry, it's not in 46? 46:2?
46:2,
yeah. Yeah, that's why, because there's a reference in the footnote. That I don't do. If in the same Anuchet, it's already been mentioned and referenced by a footnote in the text, the translation, the transliteration, then if it shows up again, very often... Jiva Goswami refers to just a couple of first words of the verse. And I try to give the whole verse for the readers who don't know what it is. So when I give it, and when it's already been given, at least a snippet of it has already been given in the text, then I don't give a reference because there's a footnote connected to the text that gives you the reference. Okay? That's why it's not there. Yes?
This is in the commentary, the... The paragraph where Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, the previous paragraph, starting with Sadhana Bhakti.
Yeah.
Okay, so he describes in which way the Sadhana Bhakti is Sakshat. Yeah?
Yes.
So one explanation is that it's direct means of satisfying the personality of Godhead. Yes. And satisfying the Lord is the direct means of completely purifying oneself.
Okay.
And awakening transcendental love for the Lord. Then he says, or alternatively,
yes,
devotional service and practice can be understood to directly purify most of one's unwanted attachments and wrong guests. Yeah. Now, what's the alternative? Like,
it's in contrast to the further purification that's done by Prema Bhakti, or Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. When you go beyond anartha nivritti, then there's final purification done on the higher levels.
No, he's not speaking here.
He
about
did before.
Bhava Bhakti here.
Well, but he did.
He gives another explanation of the same sakshat word in relation to satana bhakti.
It's right here.
Yeah.
Or alternatively,
devotional service and practice.
And only pure love of God, the fruit of such practice, cures one's more basic bewilderment and misidentification. That's in the text, 46:2.
Yeah, but what?
That says that pure love of God does a further cure of the most basic.
Yeah, but
root.
Here he does not even start discussing that pure love of God. He still discusses paragraph of the commentary. He still continues.
Well, this is commentary, it's not Jiva Goswami talking.
Yeah.
This is me paraphrasing Baladeva Vibhushan.
So that's what I wanted to understand. What's the alternative here? Because he still describes the alternative way of explaining Sakshat. But I'm just wondering what's there.
Did I talk about alternatives?
Or alternatively, devotional service and practice can be understood to directly purify most of one's unwanted attachments and wrong attitudes.
Alternative.
Yeah. It's the third line of the.
Well, I'm just paraphrasing. Uh-huh. I'm just really just restating what that sentence I read you from the text says.
Yeah, but I mean, you start the paragraph with sadhana bhakti. Okay, Bilbao.
Because we're really talking about sadhana bhakti, prema bhakti. We're not going to talk about now.
Yeah. So he says, like, as if it's one way to understand how it's direct, because it satisfies the Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord directly, satisfaction of the Supreme Lord means direct.
I'm just following the text of 46:2.
Yeah,
I'm explaining it. Yeah, so in the text of 46:2, it says that first alternative in the first paragraph. Then in the next to last paragraph, it talks about the second alternative, which has, you know, but practice, devotional service and practice does one level of curing, and pure love of God does another level of curing. Now, I may not refer to that, what pure love of God does, in my comment, but it's already there in the text.
Yeah, but I think you still don't even. I mean, I just want to make it sure that I'm expressing myself clearly, that he discusses sadhana bhakti from the beginning of the paragraph.
Who is he? Which paragraph?
I think you are.
I'm sorry, let's get it right.
That's whatever I'm reading.
The text or the commentary?
I'm reading commentary.
Yeah.
The paragraph above Nashta Prayeshu quote.
Okay,
yeah?
Above it. Okay, let me find it. Okay, sadhana bhakti can be considered the direct means, right?
Of satisfying the personality of Godhead. And satisfying the Lord is the direct means of completely purifying oneself and awakening transcendental love for the Lord. So this is, he describes the sakshat.
Yes.
Now, he continued, or alternatively,
as another meaning of sakshat.
Yeah. Devotional service and practice can be understood to directly purify most of one's unwanted, and so on. So, I wanted to understand what's the alternative.
The alternative there's the first explanation of sakshat.
Yeah.
And this is the second explanation of sakshat.
Well, how can
it's
we,
an alternative to, it's a different way of reading, of understanding what sakshat means.
And that's what I want to know, what's the alternative there?
Hold on. Let me try to explain it.
Yeah, what's the alternative?
There are two alternative explanations of what sakshat means. The first one is the first sentence in this paragraph. The second one is the second sentence.
That I understand perfectly.
So
I just
that's the alternative. The alternative is the one that went before.
that's what I want to.
What's the difference? Okay. What's
the
difference
between
how
that's
they how are they different? Okay, that's a good question. Yes.
Or in other words, what's the
go ahead, but I haven't digested it yet. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Maybe Prabhuji could give your answer. Maybe.
Well, I had to think for a second. So hold your hands for a second. You asked me, okay, what's the difference?
Yeah, that's what I want to
say. Well, there's a different sequence here. You know, sadhana bhakti is a sadhana for something, you know. Sadhana bhakti is going to cure us. But the steps it goes through can be understood in two different ways. One is satisfying the Lord, which leads to Him reciprocating and waking up love of God in us. That's one method. Now, cleaning out all the dirt in our heart is another way of looking at it. It's different. You know, they're two different things. One thing is satisfying Krishna. Another thing is getting all the dirt out of your heart.
But isn't that
the result of
Krishna?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that cleaning anyway the result of Krishna's satisfaction?
Well, yeah, they're not contradictory. They're both correct.
Then what's the alternative?
Well, because they are two different things going on. And the verse can be referring to one or the other, or both. Or, you know, anarto pashamam sakshad, bhakti yoga. Okay, what do we mean by that? There's two different ways of looking at it. They're both correct. They're both true at the same time. One way of looking at what we mean by complete upashama, you know, counteracting the anartas, is done by satisfying Krishna and then Krishna giving us love. Another way of looking at it, the alternative, it is done by one level of purification in sadhana bhakti and a higher level in advanced bhakti. They're two different processes, but they're coordinate and they both happen together. And anarto pashamam sakshad, that phrase can be describing one or the other or both. That's how I see it. Doesn't make sense? That's the alternative. It's the two alternative processes. They're not contradictory processes. It's not one or the other. Both of them are happening.
I think I wanted to clarify something else.
Okay, but maybe you can help. Okay, what is it? What is it?
I don't know.
Really? It's not something we need to know?
I understood the thing.
Okay. Well, okay, but maybe we should... let's discuss it after these other two questions. Yes? It's okay, I can steal it from my other class.
My understanding.
What?
My understanding of this. This
please,
verse.
Please.
So, sakshat mean, in first explanation means that sakshat directly to the Supreme Lord, and because of his, in second explanation means that it's a sakshat method of purifying, because we know that there are many different processes like prayashita and so on, or purifying of anarthas. So,
and they're not sakshat.
Is an unsakshat, yeah. And therefore, it tells that bhakti yoga is sakshat, because you know this, even sadhana bhakti has these two qualities, klesha, gnin, shubhada.
Yes.
Only sadhana bhakti is enough to purify most of our anarthas. So, therefore, it's sakshat.
We're basically talking about klesha gna here.
Yeah.
But there's two alternative processes involved in, two different processes involved in klesha gna, mm-hmm. satisfying Krishna and cleaning out the dirt in your heart. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's... Damodara.
This is a process, the general principle is that we directly satisfy God and He cleanses our heart.
Yes.
But in that same process, how does it purify our heart is that we're directly purified of our sins, and then later Prema Bhakti purifies the most subtle attachments.
Yes.
So it's the same thing, but it's just it directly satisfies the Lord and directly...
I would say they're two different things giving the same result. There are two different activities.
One is inside your heart, and the other one is Krishna doing something. You doing something in your heart, Krishna doing something for you. They're two different processes, but they both lead to the same result. Okay. Nityananda ran away. Yes. Please, sir, again.
Also, maybe in first explanation, Sakshat, another portion, Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Matur Shurje, we can break down that Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Matur Shurje, that is this quality of Bhakti Yoga. It must be pointed only for satisfying Krishna.
Okay,
and
in
second explanation, Anartha Pashvam Sakshat, that this is a direct way to purify our heart. So first explanation is like quality of Bhakti.
But that's not the first explanation he gives. He doesn't say it like that.
But maybe,
third explanation. you're applying Sakshat to Bhakti.
Sakshat Bhakti Yoga, yeah.
But I think what Jiva Goswami is talking about here is two different ways of understanding how it's Sakshat Anartopashamam, how it's directly the elimination of anartas. Yeah. If you want to read it, make another reading that it's directly devotional service, then that's a third reading. That's something different.
Like we can imply that Anartopashamam is Sakshat Bhakti Yogam. Sakshat Bhakti Yogam is
you can do that, but Jiva Goswami didn't do that here. That's not what Jiva Goswami did here, that's all. You could do that.
But is it proper?
Which?
Is this understanding correct?
Well, yes.
Sakshat Bhakti Yogam is Anartha Pashamam.
I think it's grammatically a little difficult to have Sakshat go with Bhakti Yoga because, I see Sakshat Bhakti Yoga. It's possible. That way of explaining is possible. But Jiva Goswami and Baladeva Vidyabhushan didn't mention that. That's all. It's possible. Okay. We're going to stop here on the Anuchade. I'll stop here with the Sandarbha. I just have an announcement to make. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.